All right, so today we're going to be diving into a world
Ooh.
where the internet as we know it could be completely reshaped.
Oh, sounds intense.
We're talking about Brendan Carr.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that name.
The new FCC chairman.
Wow.
And the potential impact of his leadership.
I mean, this is kind of a big deal, right?
It's a huge deal.
Carr's appointment isn't just about, you know,
right,
faster internet speeds or streaming services.
Yeah.
His decisions could have like a ripple effect on everything.
That's true.
From national security.
Wow.
To how social media companies operate.
That's a lot bigger than just my average internet bill.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So to get into all of this, we've got articles here from NBC,
okay,
CBS,
yep,
Reuters, and even Carr's bio from the FCC website.
Very official.
Let's unpack who this guy is.
Okay.
And what his time at the FCC could mean for you.
Sounds good.
So Carr's got like a long history with the FCC, serving as a senior Republican on the commission.
Okay.
And even as its general counsel. This isn't his first rodeo.
So he's experienced.
Oh, yeah. He's been around the FCC for a while.
Huh. Interesting.
And get this.
Wow.
He's been nominated by both Trump and AD Biden.
No way.
In the past.
Wow.
And confirmed unanimously by the Senate three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Pretty impressive track record, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
That kind of bipartisan support.
Yeah.
Speaks volumes about his ability to navigate the political landscape.
I mean, it makes sense, though. He's known for being like,
yeah,
a 5G crusader.
The crusader.
Pushing for infrastructure modernization.
Okay.
And getting things done.
I like the sound of that.
Right.
So what kind of things are we talking here?
I mean, imagine like faster internet speeds.
Okay.
Better rural broadband access.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's the kind of impact he could have.
Rural broadband. That would be amazing.
It would be great.
Wow.
And it's not just about the technology itself.
Okay.
Carr's also really passionate about workforce development, especially when it comes to like creating jobs.
Okay.
In the 5G sector.
Right.
He's a big advocate for community colleges and apprenticeships.
Oh, wow. So this could be a real opportunity for people who are looking to get into that field.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking about career paths.
Right.
This is something to keep an eye on.
Okay. So we've got his background.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about why President Trump specifically chose Carr,
right,
for this position.
Yay.
Things get a bit more intriguing.
Ooh, tell me more.
When you consider Carr's authorship of the FCC chapter in Project 2025.
Project 2025? What is that?
This document essentially lays out a conservative roadmap,
okay,
for a potential second Trump administration.
So the new FCC chairman,
yeah,
is directly involved with this playbook.
It seems that way.
Wow, that definitely raises the stakes, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And Trump himself has praised Carr as a warrior.
A warrior.
For free speech.
Oh, wow.
Who will fight against what he sees as excessive regulation.
Interesting.
This suggests a potential shift towards a less regulated internet landscape.
Under Carr's leadership.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a big change.
It would.
For sure.
Now we can't forget about the Elon Musk connection.
Oh, yes.
Trump was a big supporter of Musk.
Right.
And Carr has been vocal in his support of Musk's ventures.
Like SpaceX.
Especially Starlink.
Starlink, yeah.
There was that whole controversy about the revoked Starlink subsidy.
Right, right.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Carr strongly opposed that decision.
He did.
Calling it regulatory lawfare.
Regulatory lawfare.
Basically using regulations to unfairly target someone.
Oh, wow.
He sees this as a clash between innovative tech companies,
okay,
and overreaching regulators.
So he's kind of like a champion for these tech companies.
It seems that way.
Interesting.
So it sounds like we're looking at someone who's potentially pro-business,
okay,
pro-technology,
right,
and aligned with a conservative vision for the future of the country.
That's a lot to unpack. But this leads to another important question.
Okay, what's that?
What about his stance on big tech?
Oh, that's a good question.
I know, right?
I mean, it's a hot topic these days.
A very hot topic.
So where does he stand?
Warr has been a vocal critic of big tech companies,
oh,
accusing them of creating a censorship cartel.
A cartel.
He believes they have too much control over what people see and say online.
So this is where it gets really interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because this ties into the whole debate about online censorship,
mm-hmm,
and free speech.
Mm.
Something that affects everyone who uses social media.
For sure. And Carr has gone even further, calling for reform of Section 230.
Section 230. Hold on.
Yeah.
I've heard of that, but yeah, remind me what that
sure
is.
Sure. It's a law that protects internet companies from being sued for content posted, yeah, by their users.
So like if someone posts something bad,
right,
on Facebook, they're not responsible.
Exactly.
Okay, so what would reforming that law even mean for someone like me?
Right. I mean, imagine a world where social media companies are held responsible.
Responsible for everything.
For every single thing posted on their platforms.
Wow.
They might become much more cautious about what they allow.
Okay.
Potentially leading to more content being taken down.
Wow. So they would be a lot stricter.
Possibly. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
So under Carr's leadership, could the FCC actually gain more control over what we see and say online?
That's a big question.
It's a pretty significant shift.
It is.
So to really understand the potential impact,
yeah,
we have to dig deeper into Project 2025.
Okay, let's do it.
Especially Carr's chapter.
All right, let's unpack this Project 2025 and see what it could mean for the future of the internet and beyond.
Let's go.
Okay. Welcome back to our deep dive into Brendan Carr and the potential impact of his FCC chairmanship.
So where do we go from here?
Well, we've already explored, like, his background, his rise to power, and the key themes of his vision as outlined in Project 2025.
Project 2025. Yeah, that's a big one.
It is.
I mean, if you thought things were interesting before, just wait until we break down some of the more controversial aspects of Project 2025.
This is where it gets real.
We're talking about proposals that could directly impact your daily life.
Like how so?
From how you access the internet to the kind of information you see online.
So like everyday stuff?
It could have a real impact.
Wow. This is important.
It is. So let's get into it.
All right.
We're going to unpack some of the specific proposals within Project 2025.
Okay.
Proposals that have sparked a lot of debate.
Yeah, I bet.
And even some concern.
I can imagine.
Let's start with the big one. Net neutrality.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay, net neutrality.
Yeah.
I've heard that term thrown around a lot.
Not a popular one.
But to be honest, I'm not entirely sure I understand what it means.
So basically, net neutrality is the principle that all internet traffic should be treated equally, regardless of its source, destination, or content.
Oh, so like,
think of it this way.
Yeah.
Your internet service provider shouldn't be able to slow down your access to certain websites just because they compete with their own services.
Oh, that makes sense. So like, they can't just throttle my Netflix connection.
Exactly.
Because they want me to use their own streaming platform.
Exactly. And they shouldn't be able to charge you extra to access certain types of content.
Okay.
Like streaming video or gaming.
So it's all about keeping things fair.
Yes.
Yes.
Net neutrality is all about ensuring a level playing field online.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
Good.
But where does Carr stand on this?
Well, Carr has been a vocal critic of net neutrality regulations, arguing that they stifle innovation.
Stifle innovation, how so?
Well, he thinks they discourage investment in the broadband industry.
Interesting.
He believes that internet service providers should have more freedom.
Freedom to do what?
To manage their networks as they see fit.
So he's essentially in favor of getting rid of those regulations.
It seems that way, yes.
But wouldn't that give internet providers way too much control?
That's the concern that many people have raised.
Okay, I can see why they'd be worried.
Yeah, they worry that without net neutrality, we could end up with a tiered internet.
A tiered internet? What does that mean?
Where those who can pay more get faster speeds and better access.
Oh, wow.
While everyone else is left behind.
So like a fast lane and a slow lane.
Essentially, yes.
And the slow lane's going to be pretty crowded.
Potentially, yes. It's a complicated issue with strong arguments on both sides.
Okay, so there are valid points on both sides.
Right.
What happens if Carr gets his way and these net neutrality rules are actually rolled back?
Well, it's difficult to say for sure.
Yeah.
But it could have a significant impact on how you experience the internet.
Like how?
Well, your internet provider could potentially prioritize certain types of traffic over others.
Oh, okay.
Or even block access to certain websites or services altogether.
They could just block websites?
It's possible, yes.
Wow, that's a little alarming.
It is a big change.
It feels like a fundamental shift in how we access and use the internet.
It is, and it's just one example of how Carr's vision for the FCC could have a very real impact on your life.
So we've got net neutrality on the table.
Yeah.
What other controversial aspects of Project 2025 should we be aware of?
Another big one is the regulation of online content.
Okay, regulation of online content.
This is where things get really complex.
How so?
Because it delves into issues of free speech censorship and the role of big tech in our lives.
Didn't we touch on this earlier?
We did.
Carr's view that big tech is censoring certain viewpoints.
Exactly. Carr has been very vocal about this.
Yeah, he has.
Arguing that tech companies have become too powerful and are silencing conservative voices.
But isn't it their platform?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have the right to decide what's allowed?
That's the debate, isn't it?
The big one.
Where do we draw the line between a private company's right to manage its platform and the potential for censorship?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is. Carr believes that the government needs to play a more active role.
A more active role.
In ensuring that online platforms are fair and open to diverse viewpoints.
Hmm.
And then there's Section 230.
Yes, Section 230.
That law that protects internet companies from lawsuits.
Right, right.
How does that fit into all of this?
Yeah, what about that?
Carr believes that Section 230 needs to be reformed.
Reformed.
He argues that it gives tech companies too much leeway to censor content without any accountability.
Hold on. I'm still a little fuzzy on Section 230.
Yeah.
Can you remind me exactly what it does?
Sure. Section 230 basically says that internet companies aren't legally responsible for the content that their users post.
So like if I post something,
right,
they're not responsible for that.
Exactly. So if someone posts something defamatory on Facebook,
okay,
Facebook isn't automatically liable.
So it's like a shield for them.
Essentially, yes.
Okay. So it protects these companies from a mountain of lawsuits.
Oh, right.
I can see why that would be important.
Especially with billions of users posting all sorts of things.
Exactly.
But Carr believes that this protection has allowed tech companies to become too powerful.
Okay.
And to censor content without consequences.
So if Section 230 is reformed, what would that look like?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
The details of any reform would be crucial.
Okay.
But some experts worry that reforming Section 230 could actually lead to more censorship.
More censorship?
Not less.
I thought the whole point was to combat censorship.
Well, think about it this way. And it's one of the key challenges that Carr will be facing.
As FCC chairman.
As he tries to implement his vision for a less regulated, more open internet.
All right. So we've got net neutrality and online content regulation on the table.
Yes.
What else is on Carr's agenda?
Well, another key element of Project 2025.
Okay.
And something that Carr has been very vocal about is national security.
National security, yeah.
He sees the internet as a critical battleground in the fight against foreign adversaries.
Like who?
Particularly China.
China, okay. We talked earlier about how Carr is a 5G crusader.
We did.
Is this related to that?
Absolutely. Carr believes that ensuring the security of America's 5G networks is essential for national security.
Okay.
He's argued that Chinese tech companies like Huawei and ZTE pose a threat to American interests.
A threat how?
Because their equipment could be used for espionage or cyber attacks.
I remember hearing about that whole Huawei controversy.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Are those concerns legitimate?
It's hard to say.
Or is this just political posturing?
It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Okay.
There are legitimate concerns about the potential security risks posed by foreign tech companies.
Okay.
But there are also concerns about protectionism and the potential for a technological cold war.
So it's a balancing act between national security and global cooperation.
Exactly. And it's one that Carr will have to navigate carefully as he leads the FCC.
This is a lot to take in.
It is.
It sounds like Carr's chairmanship could be pretty tumultuous.
It could be.
With all these competing interests and potential challenges.
It certainly has the potential to be a pivotal moment in the history of the internet.
Wow.
The decisions made by the FCC in the coming years will have far-reaching consequences.
So what can we expect to see from Carr in the coming months and years?
Well, based on his past statements, his writings in Project 2025, and his overall philosophy, we can expect Carr to be a strong advocate for deregulation, particularly in the tech sector.
Like we've been talking about.
Exactly. He's likely to push for rolling back net neutrality regulations, reforming Section 230, and taking a more assertive stance on national security issues.
Especially when it comes to Chinese tech companies.
Exactly.
It sounds like he's got a pretty ambitious agenda.
It is, but is it all about deregulation?
Yeah. Is there more?
Are there other aspects to his vision?
Yeah, good question.
Well, alongside deregulation, Carr also emphasizes the importance of fostering innovation and promoting economic growth.
So it's not just about getting rid of rules.
Exactly. He believes that excessive regulation stifles entrepreneurship and hinders technological progress.
So he wants less regulation to allow more innovation to happen.
Exactly. He wants to create a regulatory environment that encourages investment in new technologies, okay, especially 5G.
Right.
And that promotes job creation in the tech sector.
So it's not just about dismantling regulations. It's about creating a framework that supports innovation and economic growth.
Exactly. Carr believes that a thriving tech sector is essential for the overall health of the economy and for America's global competitiveness.
But what about the concerns we discussed earlier?
Like what?
The potential for a tiered internet,
right,
increased censorship,
mm-hmm,
and a more fragmented digital world.
Those are big concerns.
They are.
Does Carr acknowledge those risks?
Okay, yeah, good question.
He does acknowledge those concerns.
Okay.
But he believes that the benefits of a less regulated, more open internet outweigh the risks.
So he thinks it's worth the risk.
It seems that way. He argues that innovation and competition will ultimately lead to a better internet for everyone.
Even with the potential downsides.
Yeah.
Even if there are some bumps along the way.
It sounds like a gamble, doesn't it?
It does.
Betting on the market to self-correct.
Yeah.
And for the best outcome to emerge.
It is a gamble, and one that not everyone is comfortable with.
Right.
Critics argue that Carr's faith in the free market is misplaced.
And that deregulation will ultimately benefit large corporations at the expense of consumers and small businesses.
So is Carr a visionary leader who will usher in a new era of internet freedom and innovation? Or is he a reckless ideologue who is putting the future of the internet at risk?
That's the question that everyone is asking.
It is a big one.
And only time will tell.
I guess we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out.
I think we will.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about Brendan Carr.
Yeah.
And his vision for the internet and how his policies as FCC chairman could impact everything from net neutrality to online content moderation.
A lot of big stuff.
It's a lot to process. And honestly, it's got me wondering how all of this affects the bigger picture.
Oh, that's a good point. You know, we've been focusing on
the
potential impact within the U.S.
Right, right.
But the internet isn't bound by geographical borders.
That's very true.
What happens here, especially regarding internet regulations, can have a ripple effect around the world.
Oh, wow. So what Carr does with the FCC could influence how other countries approach these same challenges.
Precisely.
Wow.
If the U.S., a global leader in tech,
yeah,
shifts toward a less regulated internet, other nations might be tempted to follow suit.
Okay.
This could lead to a fragmented internet with different countries adopting different rules and standards.
Different rules. That sounds like a mess.
Imagine trying to access a website or service,
yeah,
only to find it's restricted based on your location.
Oh, that would be so frustrating.
It would be a huge problem.
And what about freedom of information? Would that be affected?
Absolutely. A fragmented internet could hinder the free flow of information and ideas across borders.
Wow.
It could also create challenges for companies that operate internationally.
Okay.
Potentially leading to higher costs and barriers to entry.
And remember, Carr's strong stance on national security and his concerns about Chinese tech companies.
Yes.
That has international implications too, right?
For sure. Without a doubt, his actions could escalate tensions between the U.S. and China, potentially sparking a technological cold war where countries align themselves with one tech ecosystem or another.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a world where the internet is divided along national lines.
That doesn't sound good.
With different countries utilizing different technologies and platforms.
A divided internet.
It's a possibility.
That's a scary thought. It seems like Carr's vision for the FCC,
yeah,
while intended to address domestic concerns, could unintentionally lead to a more fractured and less open global internet.
It's definitely a risk, and it's a complex issue with no easy answers.
It sounds like it.
Striking a balance between national interests,
yeah,
economic competitiveness, and the free flow of information is a major challenge.
It really is. So after this deep dive into Brendan Carr,
mm-hmm,
Project 2025, and the potential future of the FCC,
yeah,
what's the biggest takeaway for our listener?
That's a great question.
Why should they care about all of this?
Because the internet is your world.
Right.
You know, it's how you connect with people.
Right.
How you access information. How you work, learn, and even entertain yourself.
So many things.
The decisions made by the FCC under Carr's leadership will directly impact your experience online.
Really well.
They could affect your internet speeds, your access to information, your freedom of expression, and even your privacy.
So this isn't just some abstract political debate happening in Washington.
It's not.
This is about how you live your life in the digital age.
Exactly. So stay informed.
Okay.
Pay attention to what's happening at the FCC.
All right.
Read about Project 2025 and think critically about the proposals it contains.
No.
Engage in conversations about these issues and make your voice heard.
We started this deep dive by asking you to imagine a world where your internet is controlled not by your choices, but by regulations.
Right.
That world might be closer than you think.
But it's not inevitable, you know?
Okay.
The future of the internet is still being written, and you have a role to play in shaping it.
Wow, that's empowering.
Keep learning.
Okay.
Keep questioning, keep pushing for the kind of digital world you want to live in.
That's it for our deep dive into Brendan Carr and the future of the FCC. We hope you found it informative, thought-provoking, and maybe even a little bit unsettling.
The internet is a powerful tool.
It really is.
And it's up to all of us to ensure that it's used for good.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and stay connected.